Hello and welcome to the Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. Today is Sunday, November 27th, and my name is Wayne Splon, and it's my privilege to join you in reading God's Word together. During this season of Advent, we'll be reading passages of Scripture and devotional thoughts from our Advent devotional guide titled Dwell, God with Us. Today, I'll be reading excerpts from Genesis chapter 1 and Genesis chapter 2. I'm going to focus on the passages that speak of God creating Adam and Eve in His own image. So first, in Genesis chapter 1, verses 26 through 31. Then God said, "Let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the birds of the heavens, and over the livestock, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth." So God created man in His own image. In the image of God He created him, male and female He created them. And God blessed them, and God said to them, "Be fruitful and multiply, and fill the earth, and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the birds of the heavens, and over every living thing that moves on the earth." And God said, "Behold, I have given you every plant yielding seed that is on the face of all the earth, and every tree with seed in its fruit. You shall have them for food. And to every beast of the earth, and to every bird of the heavens, and to everything that creeps on the earth, everything that has the breath of life, I have given every green plant for food." And it was so. And God saw everything that He had made, and behold, it was very good. And there was evening, and there was morning, the sixth day. And then from Genesis chapter 2, verses 4 through 25. These are the generations of the heavens and the earth, when they were created, in the day that the Lord God made the earth and the heavens, when no bush of the field was yet in the land, and no small plant of the field had yet sprung up, for the Lord God had not caused it to rain on the land, and there was no man to work the ground. And a mist was going up from the land, and was watering the whole face of the ground. Then the Lord God formed the man of dust from the ground, and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and the man became a living creature. And the Lord God planted a garden in Eden, in the east, and there He put the man whom He had formed. And out of the ground the Lord God made to spring up every tree that is pleasant to the sight and good for food. The tree of life was in the midst of the garden, and the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. A river flowed out of Eden to water the garden, and there it divided and became four rivers. The name of the first is the Pishon. It is the one that flowed around the whole land of Havilah, where there is gold, and the gold of that land is good. Delium and onyx stone are there. The name of the second river is the Gihon. It is one that flowed around the whole land of Cush. And the name of the third river is the Tigris, which flows east of Assyria. And the fourth river is the Euphrates. The Lord God took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden to work it and keep it. And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, "You may surely eat of every tree of the garden, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat, for in the day you eat of it you shall surely die." Then the Lord God said, "It is not good that the man should be alone. I will make him a helper fit for him." Now out of the ground the Lord God had formed every beast of the field and every bird of the heavens, and brought them to the man to see what he would call them. And whatever the man called every living creature, that was its name. The man gave names to all livestock, and to the birds of the heavens, and to every beast of the field. But for Adam there was not found a helper suitable for him. So the Lord God caused a deep silence to fall upon the man, and while he slept, took one of his ribs and closed up its place with flesh. And the rib the Lord God had taken from the man, He made into a woman, and brought her to the man. Then the man said, "This is at last bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh, and she shall be called woman, because she was taken out of man. Therefore a man shall leave his father and his mother and hold fast to his wife, and shall become one flesh." And the man and his wife were both naked and were not ashamed. The title of devotion for today is Created for Fellowship. One of the most challenging aspects of the quarantines during the COVID-19 pandemic was the feeling of isolation as people were asked to stay away from others in hopes of preventing the spread of the virus. Many people like to be alone to rest and recharge for a short period of time, but humans struggle with prolonged periods of seclusion. Humans were created to be in the presence of others. We learn of God's design for people to be in relationship with others in the opening chapters of the Bible. As the author of Genesis describes God's work of creation in Genesis 1 through 2, there are two passages that highlight our need for relationship. First, in Genesis chapter 1, verses 26 through 27, we learn that God made humans in His own image. Because God is triune, fellowship has always been at the center of God's existence. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit have enjoyed perfect fellowship with one another from eternity past. So when God made humans in His own image, He created them with a desire for relationship. Second, in Genesis chapter 2, verses 20 through 24, we learn that no animal in creation was suitable for Adam's relational needs. He needed a person created like him to fulfill his need for relationship. Consequently, the Lord created Eve. In the garden, Adam and Eve enjoyed perfect fellowship with one another and with God. Today, we long for fellowship that Adam and Eve enjoyed in the Garden of Eden. Even as we are emerging from the pandemic and can be in the presence of others, we recognize that our best times of fellowship in this fallen world fall short of the ideal for which we were created. During this season of Advent, we celebrate the truth that God's first advent into the world in the person of Jesus Christ is a sure and certain sign that Jesus will one day return to earth to complete the work of redemption He initiated through His life, death, and resurrection. As we walk through this season of Advent, take heart in the truth that one day Jesus will return, and we will experience perfect fellowship with God and with other people for all of eternity. Father, we thank You for the gift of this day. We thank You for the gift of Your Word. Lord, we acknowledge that we are indeed created in Your image, and we thank You for the privilege that that is. We know that relationship is at the heart of who we are. So we thank You that You have done everything for us through the person of Jesus Christ, that our relationship with You might be renewed and reconciled. And we pray that You would help us to continually dwell with You, to draw near to You, knowing that even now You draw near to us. And we pray for our relationship with other people. We acknowledge that it is such a gift that You have not called us to walk through this life alone, but You provided us the fellowship of other believers. So I pray for those today who are lonely and who feel isolated, that they would be certain that You are with them and You will provide for their needs. I pray for those who have relational conflict, perhaps in their family or with friend groups, that You would bring reconciliation. And we pray that You would make our church increasingly a place where people experience genuine and sincere community as a reflection of the community that we will know one day when Christ returns. And we offer this prayer in His name. Amen.